Training camp continues. You had a training game today. How valuable of an exercise was that for you personally, and also for the rest of the guys going off to Ireland?
I think always being in the game is very valuable. Obviously, in the nets, you work on your skills, but it's very important to put your skills into a game setting. So I think the guys really had a decent run out. The batsmen batted well, and the bowlers came and followed suit.
How have you found the training camp so far? How important is having that at this time as you prepare for the tour to Ireland?
Well, the training camp has been very intense. I mean, the guys have been putting in some hard work. As I said before, working on their skills, seeing batsmen batting a lot of balls, batting for hours and stuff like that, boys bowling for hours. So it's always good to be intense, but also to have some fun doing what you love.
You kept coming back off injury at the back end of last year, coming back in during the England tour. How do you assess where you are in terms of your fitness, your form, everything else?
Yeah, the body's holding up really nicely. I've been working hard on my fitness, so drop a bit of pounds, trying to get more mobile in the field and stuff like that. So all in all, my body's been up to par, so hopefully it continues that way.
Refresh my memory, what was the illness again?
I had a pec tear in my right shoulder. I bought the tour from India, came out for the England series, and then I had a dislocated right index finger. So everything's back to normal now, so full steam ahead.
Okay, so as we look ahead with all this preparation, the World Cup is around the corner. How do you feel about the team's chances as everybody looks to prepare for the World Cup?
Yeah, we're always confident. I mean, if you go back to just the England series, I think no one gave us a chance. But I think the way we play cricket in that series shows that we can rally with the big boys at any level. So once we play to our full potential, I think we can go all the way.
What do you think is the one thing that the team will have to do extremely well to be able to be successful throughout?
Well, there's a couple of things that we need to bat well in almost in every game, not almost every game. And the fielding has to be at the par. England generally wickets are really good, so if you bat well and cut some runs in the field and stuff like that, the bowling should take care of itself.
The conditions in England obviously contrast completely different to, say, the Caribbean. Pitches are much truer. We see some of the scores in the county games the other day, 400 playing 400, 300 and plenty playing 300 and plenty. How do you, in terms of, how do you prepare for that sort of pitches that you expect?
Well, generally, the wickets in England are really, really good, as I said before. So it's all about cutting angles in the field, try to save as many runs as possible, put the ball in your ears and stuff like that. Because as we all know, it's one of the greatest batting games. So as I said before, the better you feel, the more runs you restrict. So it's all about the boys putting the ball in your ears and the fielders helping them out.